this you're back with Annie and Tobiah, but we're also
we're joined by more.
Yeah, Amelia, rank and file CFMEU, and Casey from Koori Construction, delegate for CFMEU. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks.
Yep, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Victorian CFMEU, but also spilling over to some of the things that are going on in Queensland.
I mean, because the attack's broader, and I mean, it was only last week that you guys were here, but it seems like worlds away from, I mean, Amelia was here, but worlds away from what happened last week. Now it's just intensifying what's going on.
Yeah, it's been, like you said, really intense over the last week. We have seen at least 10 people leave our union, most of them being organisers. And one of our best organisers, Joel Shackleton, our Koori organiser. Casey, you probably have more to say about that.
Yeah, I do. It's come a real shock to our community with Joel being stood down. He came into this role 4 years ago. He was the first one, 5 years ago now, he was the first ever Indigenous organiser across the CFMEU. And he's come in, he's made waves, he's really done a great job at bridging the gap, at closing the gap of the work life within the industry and within our community. I know personally, I'm just one of hundreds of stories that could sit for hours and tell all the ways that Joel was there, from a death in the family to being bullied on site, to having to deal with racist things said on site. It's just a really big blow and a complete shock still to our community today.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because the administration is being put forward as a clean sweep through the CFMEU and making it a better place and all the rest of it. But that's not really your experience as a member, isn't it? Would that be fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. We, in the community as a whole, we are already all talking amongst ourselves. We don't understand how they could even comprehend that getting rid of Joel would be in the best interest of the Indigenous community and in the construction industry. At the end of the day, Joel has been so understanding coming into the industry. He's worked in it for 10 plus years. He knows that a big issue with dealing with the Indigenous issues within the industry isn't always racism. There's a lot of miseducation. There's a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of educating that needs to be done for the wider community to understand the struggles and the generational trauma that our community has to deal with. A lot of people don't realise. They think, oh, but all that stuff that happened to your community happened years ago. We talk about stolen generation and everything like that. That wasn't a long time ago. Myself, I'm first generation. My father was a part of the stolen generation. He was actually in one of the worst homes ever, the Ballarat Boys Home. He grew up in there, and that was only one generation ago. So he's come in and educated so many people. So it's not even just how detrimental to our community it is that he's been let go. It's for the industry too. They had an educated, strong, staunch man that was also understanding and wanted to help bridge the gap and improve that education so that we could all sit at the table together equally.
It's amazing, you know, because in your case too, I guess, I mean, because I know I've heard Amelia say, as a woman working in CFMEU gained conditions, has meant that the financial returns for your work has meant that you can run a household in an effective way.
Yes, yes, it has. But it's very hard, which Amelia would 100% know, being in a male-dominated industry. Sometimes it can be a bit difficult. There's those bridges, there's that understanding, there's definitely, and it's so worth it because we've got such good allies and comrades that do want to support us through those times. And the benefits for our family is so worthwhile. I know myself personally, I was the first one in my family to ever own a home, and that was partly due to working in the construction industry and the benefits that we get from that. And that is because of organisers like Joel and the other good ones that the administration have decided, no, they're not good.
Yeah, I think, like, people love to ignore the financial security that a union like CFMEU gets for its members. Like, in other parts of the world, construction workers are really low paid. They're maybe just above minimum wage or even at the minimum. And, like, for women coming into the industry, people of colour coming into the industry who need that financial security, it's invaluable.
I mean, in Italy, the conditions are that they're mostly migrant workers that are either not paid even the award wage or just paid the award wage, and their conditions of safety unsafe conditions they work in end up leading to their death many times. We're talking about in Italy in the last... So I just say, because we report on it in Philef, but it's gone up to almost five workers a week.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But we don't have those numbers. Even though there are, like, people dying on the jobs here, it's just not at those numbers. But when these organisers and when the shop stewards end up getting, if the community doesn't respond appropriately and support the CFMEU, that is the reality that construction workers could potentially face.
Yeah, and I mean, like, here in Australia, our safety conditions and our pay conditions are really, really good, but there's still a lot of work to do in our industry, and that's why it's so gutting to have lost so many officials with so much experience. You know, like, we still have work to do in terms of changing culture in our industry. But it's not the administration who's going to change culture in our industry. It's our organisers and our union who are doing the work to change it and to improve our conditions.
So where do we go? Where do you guys go from here? Because they've given the black spot to 10 more people as your experienced organisers, and Joel being an incredibly significant person to the Koori people who have been now taking good jobs at on construction sites. What's the future? What do you do?
I mean, I think that... although losing these organisers is really gutting, at least there's been a culture of really developing members' skills and education. So it's gutting to lose Joel and other organisers like that, but all the work that he's put into the union and into his membership, I'm sure, is going to see lots of great Koori construction people coming up. And Casey, I think you're one of them.
Yeah, well, he's really lit a fire in our community. We haven't had waves like this made for our community since back in the 60s and the 70s, back when the referendum marches were happening, back when our initial Aboriginal orgs were started by the likes of our elders of Uncle Bruce McGuinness, Uncle Jock Austin, Auntie Alma Thorpe. There's heaps more than that. They're just the only ones that are sticking in my head. Joel actually comes from some very strong, staunch women. His grandmother and his mother gave up their time when our very first ever childcare Yakra began. And they helped significantly in that legacy of caring for our youth so that our community could grow, our babies could grow strong, they wouldn't have another stolen generation where we lost our culture. And Joel's carried that legacy on in his own right by guiding the next generation of not just the babies, but the young adults, teaching us, training us, giving us guidance. Even before he jumped into the job role of an organiser 7 years ago, he was my main mentor teaching me what tickets to go get, what areas are good to work in. For me as a female especially, I might be lacking genetically in some of the strengths that the men have physically, but mentally I succeeded in so many other aspects that they couldn't. He was so on the ball with that, and he has done such a great job training up his delegates, and even not just the delegates, but informing and educating the membership as a whole as to what their rights are, what they should be looking for on site, how to look out for each other, because at the end of the day, that's what the union is. It's solidarity on making sure that we all look out for each other, that we're safe and we're going home to our families. But even though he has done a great job, and there is a lot of great potential within our community, his shoes are nearly impossible to fill. He's a once-in-a-generation type of person, that he has all of those boxes ticked, that he really, if he had been given another 5 years, it would have been so instrumental in really significantly stabilising our community and educating us properly to then be able to carry it on to the best of our abilities. We have had conversations, the delegates and everything. There are people that are like, you know what, I can step up, but it is just so hard to imagine being able to live up to that standard. And Joel is so amazing that he still would be supportive and be like, what do you mean? Yous have it. If I have it, yous can do it too. Like, he just can see the great potential in everyone. And I think that's where the hard part is. As much as he's done such a great job and he has extremely capable delegates and membership, the idea of how great he is does just sort of still leave that bitter taste in our mouth. We know he trained us up good enough to be able to carry it on and continue what he's done, but it's so devastating to know that he wasn't given the chance to give all that he could.
Well, we'll have to leave it there, but I guess that what we're really saying is that the membership is going to be having to step forward and show the strength of the CFMEU. More power to your arms, you guys.
And we'll have you back for sure.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.